Greetings. Welcome to episode 16 of the Creepy Kingdom podcast, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. And boy, do we have some fun for you in this great episode of the Creepy Kingdom podcast. A few things I'd like to mention before we carry on. I just got back from a little trip to Baltimore, Maryland, where I attended a screening of the documentary film The Bubble, a documentary film about Celebration Florida, directed by former guest of the show, Philip Swift. And there was a reading from author Leonard Kinsey, the author of The Dark Side of Disney, a reading from his brand new book, Hapston Disney Saboteurs. And also, they discussed their upcoming joint project, a documentary film version of Leonard's book, The Dark Side of Disney. I'm gonna bring you guys a lot more stuff from that event in the next coming weeks. I recorded a lot of audio from it. It was a great event. There'll be more coming from that in the immediate future. But I just wanted to mention just what an amazing time I had. It was one of the best times I've had in a long time. And I'm not just saying that. I have no reason to come on here and lie to you. going to Baltimore in general was a great day. I did a little crash tour of the city, went to spot out some places I wanted to go, and then that night went to the event, and I just met so many awesome people, like people that some I had only spoken to on the internet, some I had just met for the first time right there, and I just walked away from that experience going, you know, life is sometimes really awesome when you can just be yourself, because it's weird being a guy in his mid-30s that does a podcast about the creepy stuff in Disney that kind of catches people a little off guard on my day-to-day life. But, you know, I can just be myself, man, and with like-minded people, and it was awesome. So I will be talking more about that in the immediate future. Also, a few episodes back, Bombshell Mandy from Bombshell Pinups was on the show to talk about an offer she's doing at her studio to do Maleficent-themed pinups. And she said pretty soon that she'll have a preview of promotional pictures, so she described it to a T. Of course, we're all dying to see it. I told you guys I would mention it when they're up, and one preview shot has gone up. I will put this photo in our show notes, but there's still time right now. The studio is in South New Jersey. If you're in the area, or you should come on out, come on down, get your own Maleficent photo shoot. I'll put a link to the show notes as well. It's bombshellpinups.net. Coming up in this episode, I will be chatting with Noah Kay. He is the organizer of the annual event Bats Day in the Fun Park, which is the largest dark subculture event on the West Coast, which takes place at Disneyland and other places, as you will learn. They'll be having their 16th event coming up on May 16th through the 18th, 2014. If you're unfamiliar, or if you've heard about Bats Day and you wanted to know a little more about it, I got you. And after that, you're going to come along with me and take a little trip on the TTA in the Magic Kingdom at the Walt Disney World in the Orlando, Florida. But before we do that, my buddy Blue Carson has a very important message for you.
Hi, Creepy Kingdomers. This is Blue Carson with a special message. I need you all to go to Indiegogo.com right now and look for Chief Relief. You've probably heard the infamous tales of Hoot Gibson and Chief spending hours and hours sneaking around inside the old Horizon ride at Epcot before it was closed. For the love of Disney and the fans, they documented all the details of the attraction. If you haven't heard about their adventures, you can read about it on their website, Mesa Verde Times, or in Leonard Kinsey's book, The Dark Side of Disney. For all that they've done for us, it's time to give a little back. Chief and his wife are having some rather devastating health problems. Their need for medical treatment is keeping them from earning any income. So go to Indiegogo Chief Relief and give whatever you can. There are some great rewards listed for various donation amounts, including a new comic book by Hoot and Chief about their adventures. They've already reached the requested amount, but we all know it never goes as far as you would hope. So please, give a little back today. Indiegogo.com, IndieGogo, Chief Relief, or look in the show notes on CreepyKingdom.com website for a link. Thank you.
So like Blue said, there will be a link in the show notes. This is episode 16. So that you can help contribute some money to Chief and his wife. Because that's what you should do. So, without any further ado, here's Noah Kay. All right, I'm here with Noah Kay. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for joining me on the show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. So, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about your organization?
Well, actually, it's an event. It started off, the Bats in the Fun Park actually started off as a park meet between a goth club and a death rock club. I was running a goth club back in 99 called Absinthe that was like in West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And then friends of mine in Long Beach were running a death rock club out there. And just one day they were like, hey, we're going to take all our patrons and we're going to go to, you know, all the people that come and we're going to go to Disneyland. And since we always do like, we always, you know, we're sister clubs. They were like, you know, we always do lots of cross promoting together. So they were just like, why don't, you know, why don't you do the same thing? And it just kind of became a day. And when they told me, you know, hey, you want to bring your patrons, you know, all the people come to the club and everything, I was just like, yeah, sure. Because I'm sort of a if you see the event, you can probably see that I'm semi a big fan of the Disneyland theme park. Not so much the movie side, but you know, the theme parks itself. So pretty much we got together and, you know, I kind of set up like meeting times and photo opportunities, and we had a scavenger hunt the first year. And very first year we did it, there was about 90 people that showed up. Wow. Which was pretty amazing. Yeah. And now, geez, this is going to be like year 16. Last year we had probably a little more than about 5,000 people that came to just the Disneyland part of the event, on its own. Since like the early days of the event, it's really kind of grown from sort of like this like little club meet to pretty much like Comic-Con. It's become huge. It was originally one day, and then it turned into pretty much a full weekend of events. So there's lots of stuff to do throughout the entire weekend, and pretty much it's like the last day of the event. Everybody goes to Disneyland on the last day, where we have photo opportunities at the castle, and we have photo opportunities at the Haunted Mansion. As far as I know, I think we're the only group that is actually able to get the Haunted Mansion shut down for about 2 hours, so that way we can take photos in front of it. But wow. The 2 days, yeah, it's pretty crazy. The 2 days leading up to the park meet, we have usually on the Friday, the kickoff of the weekend, we usually do a private dinner event, and we have some kind of entertainment. Every so, you know, we do live entertainment. We have DJs in the area that, you know, perform. And then on Saturday, it's an all-day affair where we have the Bat's Day Black Market. About 60, usually about 65 vendors from pretty much all over the country come out and sell their items, anything from, you know, art to music to clothing, collectible items, It's just this is crazy little like vendor event. You can come and find just about anything you want that would, you know, and stuff that you couldn't even believe that even was even created at this event as well. So yeah, it's pretty neat. So like Friday night, like for this year, this is an example for this year. So Friday, May 16th, we're doing the Nightmare Before Bats Day. It's a dinner meet and greet, sort of a nicer, more upscale dinner event. And we actually, in fact, still have tickets available. There's not a whole lot, but we still have some tickets available. And then when that is done, then everything crosses over, and we do, for this year, we're going to be doing the Bat State Dark Park. It's pretty much like a haunted dance party, and we're going to have some other entertainment that's going to be going on as well. For the dinner event, you do have to buy your tickets ahead of time, and unless they sell out, because there will be no tickets sold at the door for that. And for Bat State Dark Park, we actually have pre-sale tickets right now. And then we will be able to sell those at the door if they haven't sold out yet, but they'll be a little bit more than what you would actually pay for them on the website. And then the last thing that we've done, this is now going to be the third year that we've done it, wanted to find some new avenues to kind of show off the community a little bit more. And I've been doing sort of like Haunted Mansion group tribute art shows. The name of the gallery is called Gallery 999, like 999 Happy Haunts,
of
like
course,
Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
Yeah, and this will be our third show. The theme of the show is called Haunted Icons, and we've got some really amazing artists that are going to be showing off some amazing stuff, and that will be going on Friday the 16th as a sneak preview. And then the exhibition will be open on the 17th. And those three events that I just mentioned, or four events, the Nightmare Before Bats Day, the Bats Day Dark Park, Bats Day Black Market, and Gallery 999, those all happen actually at the official hotel.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you where they were.
Yeah, most people are just like, oh, it happens at Disney. I wish I could do all of this at Disneyland. I mean, it would be amazing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's just one of those things that just will probably never, ever happen. So we have to actually go down the street to a hotel that is actually down the street and have it, have it down there. So we're actually at the Clarion Hotel Anaheim Resort, which is probably about maybe a quarter of a mile away from Disneyland itself. And so Friday, the events on Friday and the events on Saturday will all take place there. And then the last day, which is Sunday, we all go to Disneyland.
Wow, that's a great way to end up the weekend.
Yeah, it is, and it's definitely a big mouthful, because, I mean, a lot of people, I'm always getting asked, it's like, oh my God, there's just so much with this event, and, it's pretty crazy, because, like I said, the thing started off as just a park meet, and then when I realized that I was not only having people coming from all over Southern California and all over California itself, it was like by year four when we were doing this, I had noticed that we had people coming just for one day. They were basically coming from not only California, all over California, but they were coming from all over the United States. And they were even coming from like out of the country. So like we were having people coming from like New Zealand, we were having people coming from Australia, England, Puerto Rico, and it was just kind of like, oh my God, I got to find something to do for these people,
right.
For these people to do that's not just going to Disneyland on Sunday. And now it's just, like I said, it's sort of turned into Comic-Con.
Oh, that's awesome. So you started in 99, is that what you said?
Yeah, we started in 1999.
So this would be the 15th year, if my math.
16th year.
16th?
Those are the 16th year. I know, it's a little weird. People
right,
are
right.
Like, yeah, but that's not really. Okay, so for all intents and purposes, this will actually be the 16th event.
Right. That's why I was like, I don't know if my math was going to be all right on that. But
right. So yeah, this is actually the 16th event.
What do you think the connection is between Disneyland and, like, goth subculture? Why do you think it fits together so well?
You know, it's really funny because, I do get asked this question quite a bit. It's kind of funny. I look at it as almost like polar opposites. You've got sort of like the happy side, it's like, why are all these, dark, gloomy people, supposedly sad, coming to like the most happiest place on earth, colorful. And not only that, when this event first started, they were coming in the middle of summer, this event originally started in August, and then we moved it out of August and got it into May, a more cooler month. But yet, it was still very bright. I mean, most people thought, you know, why don't you do this in October? And
right, it's like, right. You know, be Halloween time.
Better. And yeah, but honestly, there's so much going on during Halloween and the Halloween season that the event would just get completely lost in the shuffle. But to answer the question, I mean, I think one, it's polar opposites, where it's just kind of like, you know, opposites attract. But then if you go back and you look at a lot of like the Disney films and a lot of the other stuff, like the Disney theme parks and stuff, there's actually quite a bit of like darkness when it comes to a lot of Disney stuff. I mean, you think about, let's see, like you've got the demon in Fantasia from Night on Bald Mountain, you know, mm-hmm. Chernabog. You got this demonic, you know, character coming out of the mountain and everything, and, you know, kind of like letting the dead dance and everything, and the ghosts and the spirits. And then, you know, look at a lot of the villains. A lot of the villains throughout, you know, all the movies and stuff, like the Wicked Queen from Snow White and, like, Maleficent. I mean, take a look at her. I mean, she's, you know, this dark fairy. So, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the basis of this podcast. So I completely agree with you.
Sure.
It's kind of focusing and celebrating all of those things, because that's the thing. Most people think of Disney, the park, the films, they just think of the happy, bright side.
The fairies and the happy stuff, right? Exactly. Now, the other thing, too, is that, like, with Bat's Day, it started off as a goth event, and it's not... If you go on the website and you look at the website, there's not really one word mentioned goth. Right. Anywhere on the website. Okay, if you go to the About and the Origin section, yes, there's going to be goths and stuff, because that's kind of like was the root of it. But now it's sort of like this, as I like to call it, it's the dark subculture, mm-hmm. and that's kind of like this big umbrella that can like house anything. Like, we've got a lot of like steampunk, you know, a lot of mm-hmm. people like steampunk, you know, enthusiasts that come to the event and everything. So it's, you know, it's pretty crazy. There's just, you know, there's a whole lot.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of like, for the general public, they use goth as that umbrella, but to the people that are actually in the subculture, there's so many different little, you know, nooks and crannies.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot. It's funny because it's like, you know, what I usually say is, you know, like, I know a lot of people, they'll come, and like during the park meet, you know, we're at Disneyland, they're just like, what is this? This is like a convention. And usually what I tell everybody is that, you know, Bat's Day is a convention type event that happens once a year during an entire weekend. And Bat's Day attracts people from all dark subculture genres and walks of life, from death rock to goth, industrial to steampunk, rockabilly to psychobilly, Halloween, and anywhere in between, all for the love of the Disneyland park. You know, basically just have some spooky fun, you know, and have a good time. And that usually pretty much, you know, gets people to understand,
right,
you know, the event.
Well, speaking of people understanding, like, what do... What kind of reactions have you gotten from people that weren't expecting this event when they came to Disneyland on that day?
you'd be surprised. I hear anything from horror stories to, oh my God, this is like the most incredible thing in the world. I mean, yeah, you're always going to have, since this event is not sanctioned by Disneyland in any way. I mean, they don't, you know, they don't endorse it. They do accept, you know, they do accept the event. They do welcome it with, you know, open arms. You know, it's one of those things where, like, Disney, as long as we're following and abiding by the rules, mm-hmm. there's nothing they can do, because it's just a group of people coming in to have fun. But, you know, you get that Midwestern family, you know, 2.5 kids coming to Disneyland to spend time, and, like, you know, the look on their face is like, what are all these freaks doing here? you know, I've been handed little Catholic prayer things to try to save my soul during the day. I mean, you'd be surprised. It's one of those things where, like, if people, you know, people a lot of times fear what they don't understand. And, you know, so you'll get that side of it, but then you'll get, like, these other people, like, I've had a lot of people where they, you know, they've asked, and they just haven't asked the right person, you know, the guy that's in charge of the whole thing.
Right.
And, you know, I explained to them exactly like what I explained to you, and they're just like, oh my God, this is, like, so cool. And, you know, then I'm hearing, you know, these people coming back up to me, like, 2 years later, like, we came back just because, you know, Disney, just because we wanted to come and check it out. You know, and then we get a lot of other people too that just, like, look, you know, they want to come and they want to, you know, see the, you know, like the costumes and the, or not really costumes. I shouldn't say costumes because that's actually not right. They're actual people, what actually what they wear. And
right.
There's a lot of amazing outfits where people just wear stuff like, you know, they would wear on a regular basis.
Right, but to the to those average people, quote unquote, they are kind of costumes because
right.
it's kind of, you know, out of the ordinary, you know, very fantastic.
Right, but for all intents and purposes, they are actually not costumes, and you right. actually be surprised. I mean, it's like, I know like Disney says like you can't wear any costumes in the park, right. and that's one of the things too. Like, you know, I've been basically told that you can go and you can dress to the nines if you are mistaken as a costumed character, then you will not be let into Disneyland. And that's just Disney's policy. That has nothing
right.
to do with the event. I mean, if a guest can mistaken you as is like one of their characters or somebody who works, you know, as a cast member, you know, the park is discretion. They'll be like, no, you know, we can't let you in. And that, you know, stuff like that's happened in the past. And, you know, it's stated on the website, you know, it's just, look, you can dress to the nines, but you may be asked to, you know, depending on what you wear, if, you know, if you think, you know, people think you're going to be a costume character, then you're probably going to be sent back to your car to change.
Right. So. Another thing too, I don't know how their policy is these days. I grew up in Southern California, so I would go to mm-hmm. a lot as a teenager.
Sure.
And some of my friends would, I don't know, have chains that they couldn't take off of themselves.
And yeah, you know,
in stuff like that. I mean, how is it these days with that kind of thing?
Well, you know, I haven't heard too much about, like, you know, like, I mean, it's like piercings and stuff. I think, you know, it's weird. I've noticed that the park has really become very lenient now to the type of dress that actually comes into the park. Mm-hmm. And it's not just like on Bat's Day. I've noticed it now, like on regular operating hours at the park. Now, one thing I do have to just kind of remind everybody, this event, you know, is not sanctioned. There's no real special treatment when it happens during Disneyland. The most we get is special photo ops with the park. Like, they have set stuff up for us to be able to take, you know, pictures in front of the mansion and in front of the castle and, you know, kids photo and everything like that. But the Disney park is actually, it's general admission. It's open to the public. So like
right,
anybody
right.
can go. But I've noticed that since the event has started in 99, I mean, it really seems like Disney has really kind of become very lenient on the type of dress. Like, I remember, you know, being a kid, you know, back in the 70s and going to Disneyland, and it was a situation where it's like you kind of had to get dressed up a little bit. I mean, you know, there was certain kind of clothing you couldn't wear, you know, mm-hmm. and that's just how it was.
Yeah, no, that's, and I didn't experience that. I was going in the, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, so it was definitely a more casual time, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I said, as I, you know, was in my teen years and, you know, my friends were, you know, dress in punk rock.
Yeah, they would turn you away. They'd turn you away right in front of the gate. I remember right. those days where, like, you couldn't even, you know, if you had color hair, they'd be just be like, "No, sorry, we can't let you in."
So yeah, so that was a little crazy. And I remember when I first heard of your event, that I started thinking about it. That was the first thing I thought about, was my experiences as a teenager going there.
Right. Yeah, it's very strange. Like, if you could, like, flash back to, like, you know, the 70s and the 80s and, like, you know, I mean, God, when I go, you know, when I go to the park on a regular basis, I got colored hair and a mohawk, and it's just like I walk right in, and it's so weird because I never thought, you know, back in the 80s that, you know, I could walk right into Disneyland with my mohawk.
Right. Well, I guess also as mainstream cultures saw more diversity,
yeah,
I guess it's not so shocking to people as it used to be.
it's the strange and unusual becomes the norm.
Right, right.
It's like when you look, it's like when you start looking at something 100 times, and it could be the most shocking thing in the world, and if you look at it enough times, eventually it just becomes, oh, it's just normal.
Right, right. And with the movies like, you know, Underworld and stuff showing that kind of fashion
right.
to the
right.
general movie-going audience, I see it's just not so, it doesn't catch people off guard as it used to, I probably.
Exactly. Exactly.
And obviously with Maleficent coming out, I mean, pushing that to everybody, they can't really say, you can't dress like that when Maleficent is, you know.
That's going to be interesting to seeing people like dress up like Maleficent and go to Disneyland. It's just going to be very interesting.
Right. It's going to be very interested in the post-Maleficent culture in Disneyland.
What right. Right. Exactly.
So what officially are the dates for the this year?
This year's dates for Betsy and the Fun Park, this is our 16th weekend, and it is May 16th through the 18th. So it's Friday, May 16th, Saturday, May 17th, and Sunday, May 18th. And the 16th and the 17th will be at the official Bat's Day Hotel. It's the Clarion Hotel Anaheim Resort in Anaheim, about a half mile away, not even a half mile, it's about a quarter of a mile away from actually Disneyland. And we actually still have rooms available if you want to book a room. You have until April 13th to reserve a room, and room prices are actually really cheap for how big these rooms are. If I'm not mistaken, it's about $114 up to about four people in a room. So if you do the math, it's like $25 a piece for like four people. I mean, it's crazy.
That's pretty good. Unfortunately, this is probably going to come out after the 13th. So.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, well. Well, you can listen in retrospect.
I mean, it will be before the event for sure. I'm not sure. But
yeah.
So I guess if that's for getting a room, but obviously if you're not able to get tickets to these things because it's too late for whatever reason, you can obviously just go to Disneyland on the 18th.
That's true. Yeah, you can just go to Disneyland. There's no special ticket required. You do need a ticket to get into Disneyland itself. Also, if you have a valid annual passport, you can get in that way as well. If you don't have a ticket and you don't have a valid annual passport, I want to say, because we actually do offer discount tickets to Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
We actually do offer discount tickets through Disneyland. Disneyland does see us as a convention, so we were able to get convention prices. So if you actually go to our website and go to the ticket section, you can actually buy tickets through there. And if I'm not mistaken, the last day to buy tickets to Disneyland is the day before, which will be the 17th. So I think the 17th is the last day that you can actually buy tickets through us to buy to get into Disneyland. And then I don't know, depending on when your podcast is actually coming out, if people want to come to the Black Market, that goes on the 17th as well. And also, you can buy tickets at the door. You may want to check the website, though, to see if we will have tickets at the door for the Bat's Day Dark Park, which actually happens on the 16th.
Okay, and what's your website URL?
Well, the official website is www.batsday.net. You can also find us on Facebook. You can find us at Facebook just by going to facebook.com/batsdayandthefunpark, all one word. We also do have a Twitter account as well as an Instagram. We started using the Instagram, and it seems to be doing a lot really good. We're actually really happy with the Instagram. We post lots of photos and stuff's really good. And the Instagram and the Twitter account is both instagram.com, twitter.com/batsday. And, you know, from there, we have lots of other little websites as well. We got, like, you know, the Gallery 999 website. You can check us out on there. But all the information, like the main information, you can check us out at the official website, which is just batsday.net.
Excellent. Well, that's the one-stop shop. I'm sure everyone can find everything they need there. Batsday.net. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for coming on. Like I said, I live in New Jersey, and I'm actually moving a few days before that, so I don't have any West Coast trips in my immediate future.
Sure.
But I would love to make it out there. I assume you will continue on into the future.
Oh, as long as there's a want for this event, I will continue to do it. I will probably end up being like in my 70s, and I'll probably still be doing this silly event.
Well, I hope to make it out next year. That's my goal. So.
Awesome. We'll definitely be happy to have you.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
hurts me more than it does you. Now take a running start. Bottom line, two!
PSP
Viernes, 20
de
20.
You're welcome.
Welcome aboard the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover. You're quiet and carefree, highway in the sky. We invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy your Grand Circle Tour of Tomorrowland.
Okay.
Along the way, you can preview many of the exciting places you'll want to be sure to enjoy today while visiting this land of tomorrow. The People Mover is the perfect vehicle for people watching, so keep your eyes peeled. You never know who you might see.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to see anyone good. But I never know.
Coming up, Stitch's Great Escape, where you can report for duty as a security agent for the Galactic Federation.
Oh, well, we all know that's a great attraction. It's not. I don't really care for it.
Your mission is to keep Experiment 626, the biggest little mischief maker in the galaxy, under control.
Stitch, so I don't really get Stitch either, but I definitely don't like being clamped down a chair and having a chilly breath flown in my face.
Ooh.
Here's the real Epcot.
Shopping, then you'll want to visit Mickey's Star Traders, where you'll find the greatest goods from around the galaxy.
That's right! It's Andrew's
world! Oh my god, that was Mickey.
Young or old, this is your chance to drive in the fast lane without worrying about getting a speeding ticket.
Yeah, that's not really a fun attraction either. I drive all the time, so, you know, why do you want to keep driving? And then to sit there and wait to get off forever. They could use this for something else. You know, they definitely could use this. Something futuristic, actually, because these cars, even the cars that are in there, aren't very futuristic. But, you know, that's just my two cents. I went on Space Mountain first thing when I came in. I gotta tell you, there was no line, and it was very disorienting because my eyes didn't have any time to adjust. I couldn't see anything. I thought I was flipping around.
Blast off on a high-speed
crazy. And speaking of which, we're in pitch blackness again. They love to disorient you like that. My eyes are taking a beating. There's an astronaut. Oh man, it's so black and dark here. Man, this is killing my eyes. My poor irises. In and out. That's what happens when you go through Space Mountain. What are you gonna do? I guess if they had any lights on here, you would just see all the tracks. And that would just take away the fun, wouldn't it? Oh, lights. Four eyes.
Welcome back to Tomorrowland. Be sure to visit Space Mountain while you're here for an adventure that's out of this world.
Okay.
We're presented at the New York World's Fair. This legendary circular theater celebrates the progress that's made on lives better. It's a perfect reminder that there's always a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day.
I guess.
Space Ranger, this is Buzz Lightyear. Report to your star cruiser and join me on this daring space mission. I can see you on
every reserve. As an honorary space ranger, you'll use your own personal laser cannon to save the entire galaxy.
I can't wait to ride that one. I love Buzz Lightyear. It's a ride you can control. You can shoot stuff. I'll be doing that after I eat at our guest. I have a fast pass.
This time, it's Laughter Thereafter at Monsters Incorporated. So drop in and join Mike Wazowski and all his pals at Monsters Incorporated Laugh Floor. Share the fun.
Yeah, I'll think about it. I like the theme of Tomorrowland. Everything comes together. Like it's a real city.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
I wish I liked more of the attractions here, though.
Beautiful tomorrow.
I guess I like most of them. F4 is okay. Stitch's Great Escape, not so much. I guess the Speedway part of Tomorrowland, yeah, that's not really fun at all. I mean, if you're a little kid who can't drive, I get it, but that's my ride on the People Mover.
Well, thanks again to Noah Kay for coming on. For more information, go to batsday.net. And also thanks to Blue Carson for coming on and talking about the Chief Relief Fund. It's indiegogo.com/project/chief/relief. Go to indiegogo.com, search Chief Relief. That's the easy way to do it. And the easiest way to do it is just go to creepykingdom.com and it'll be right there. Coming up on the next episode, I will be joined by Annie from Annie and Danny's Fast Pass podcast, and we talk all about the creepiest parts of the film Dumbo. Every time I try to say Dumbo like that, I gotta laugh. I don't know, man. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, requests, complaints, send me an email, creepykingdom@gmail.com. Please visit our website for show notes, videos, creepy Disney cosplay, and fan art pics. Links to all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google+, Tumblr, and Pinterest. You can subscribe in the iTunes store, and you can leave us a 5-star review, and I'll probably read it on the show. So if you just want to get on the show and just write a review. I mean, you could just say this podcast is cool, but here's what I really think about, you know, the price of rice in China. Whatever. I'll read it. As long as it's a 5-star review. Whatever. Yeah, you could do that. And we're also on the Stitcher smartphone application for your smart telephone. Stream podcast directly to your mobile device. No downloading necessary. Well, I'm done pitching and plugging and all that jazz. So, till next time,
keep it creepy.
I have to go now. It's midnight.
Pleasant dreams.